USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Colorado man accused of murdering his pregnant wife and two daughters a week ago will be formally charged today. An affidavit expected to detail why investigators believe Chris Watts killed his family is also to be made public. The 33-year-old Watts was arrested last Wednesday after allegedly making a fake plea for his family's return on TV. National Security Advisor John Bolton on a Middle East mission where he met yesterday with Israel's Prime Minister. He and Benjamin Netanyahu in agreement that they must continue to try to rein in Iran's weapons programs.
Obviously, we've got great challenges for Israel, for the United States, for the whole world. The Iran nuclear weapons program and ballistic missile programs are right at the top of the list.
Bolton's saying they'll continue to urge other nations not to trade with Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.